Books on Tape presents Secret Asset by Stella Remington. Read by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. In the upmarket bathroom shop in Regent's Park Road in North London, the slim, brown-haired woman was showing a close interest in the display of tiles.
"Do you need some help?"
asked the young male assistant, who was keen to close, since it was almost 7 o'clock in the evening. Liz Carlyle was killing time. In trainers and designer jeans, she looked like any of the wealthy young married women who drifted in and out of the interior design shops and boutiques of this part of London. But Liz was neither wealthy nor married, and she was certainly not drifting. She was very focused indeed. She was waiting for the device she held tightly in her left hand to vibrate once, the signal that it was safe for her to proceed to the meeting in the coffee shop further down the road. In the mirror on the shop wall facing her, she could see Wally Woods, the leader of the A4 team providing counter-surveillance backup, taking his time buying an Evening Standard from the news vendor on the corner. He had already sent the two pulses, which signalled that her contact, Marzipan, was inside the cafe waiting for her. Once his team further up the street on either side was satisfied that no one had followed Marzipan, Wally would send the OK. A young Asian man, dressed in black jeans and a hooded top, came along from the direction of Chalk Farm Underground Station. Wally and his team watched tensely as he paused to look in an estate agent's window. Moving on, he crossed over and left Regent's Park Road, walking off into the distance down a side street. Now the device in Liz's hand vibrated once.
"Thanks very much," said Liz to the relieved shop assistant. "I'll bring my husband in tomorrow evening and we'll decide then." She left the